be ready, because that was the number one piece of advice that Mayor Robertson had for me. He said, look, it hasn't yet come. These drug patterns over the years have come from west to east in Canada, and it hasn't really come here in the same to the same degree as it has in Vancouver. And he said, be ready.
Mayor John Tory took that warning to heart, calling a meeting in January of politicians, public health officials, first responders, and community groups. He says the city cannot afford complacency. Everybody has to be at the table to exchange ideas and information to tackle the crisis. It's those first responders, such as ambulance, police, and paramedics, who will feel the brunt. They look to Vancouver, a city caught by surprise where people are dying on the streets. In about half the cases, from fentanyl, a powerful opioid sometimes prescribed for pain. But it's 100 times more potent than morphine and about 40 times stronger than heroin. On the streets, it's often laced with other drugs, and many people don't know they're ingesting it. It's in the hospitals that more overdose cases are beginning to show up. Zoe Dodd is a harm reduction worker in Toronto.
We can't be waiting for something that's already arrived on our doorstep. People have already died. People are already dying. We have to all work together.
In 2015, there were 45 fentanyl-related overdose deaths in Toronto, double from the year before. And although the numbers aren't as big as those in Vancouver or in some U.S. cities, experts are still troubled. Barbara Yaffe is Toronto's acting medical officer of health.
I am very concerned about the number of people we are losing to these preventable deaths in our city. This issue is having a devastating impact on individuals, on their families, and on our communities.
Yaffe's department is providing naloxone kits, mainly to paramedics. Since 2011, 3,400 kits, about half of them in the past year. Naloxone can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose if administered quickly. Ontario has made it available without prescription. For now, only paramedics carry them, but Mayor Tory wants all first responders to have them. Tory does offer some positive news in the strategy against opioids and says it's come from the provincial minister of health.
The province of Ontario had sent a letter to the federal government that indicates their support for the strongly endorsed initiative by the Toronto City Council to establish three supervised injection clinics in the city of Toronto. And secondly, he indicated that the funding for those clinics would be forthcoming.
Toronto will also get help at the national level. The federal government has recognized the crisis is affecting the entire country, and the Minister of Health, Jane Philpott, says Ottawa is taking direct action.
We made sure that naloxone moved from prescription to non-prescription status. We expedited approval of intranasal naloxone. There are now thousands of doses of naloxone distributed across the country. We supported the Good Samaritan Act. We've done regulatory work to address precursors to fentanyl. We are actively pursuing this file. It has not lost on us that people are dying every single day.
A report on Health Canada's opioid action plan is due in February, and Toronto has approved urgent money to help tackle the crisis. The consensus at the Toronto meeting was that while the city is on the right track to tackle the opioid crisis, more can and must be done. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.